Hello, everyone, and welcome to Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You with Ariel and Ned. Today is Friday, January 12th, and we have a tip from Ariel that I'm obsessed with. Ariel, take it away.
This is a tip that I implemented when I moved back to the New York area. I was gone for a few years. I lived in Jackson, Mississippi. I lived in Los Angeles, both places that are warmer. And when I moved back, I was dreading the winters. And I know it's early January right now. You might be freezing. Depends where you are in the world. You may be cold, you may not be cold, but chances are you will visit a place in the future where you will be cold. And how do you avoid that? You have to warm up before you go outside. So a thing that I started doing is I started eating a lot of spicy food in the winter. And then before I go outside, I jog in place for 5 minutes so that by the time I actually go outside, I am sweaty and I actually want to be in the outdoors. And this has worked for me. I am not cold when I go outside. And it, you know, once you're warm, you kind of stay warm because as long as you're moving, you are pretty much good to go. Ned, do you get cold in the winters? What's your, you're from Maine.
I'm from Maine, and I what I don't get is a normal temperature in the summer. I shut down over 80 degrees. The winter is when I'm happiest.
Interesting. So do you need tips for how to stay warm in the winter, or do you have
any? No, but I desperately need tips for how to stay cool in the summer, so bring it back around.
We'll get there. We'll try that again. We'll try something. I need those tips too, if I'm being honest. So do let us know if you have any tips for 6 months from now.
Yeah,
however,
please.
Right now, if you are cold or if you plan to be in a place where you will be cold, try eating spicy food and then jogging in place before you go outside and let us know if that works for you.
I love this tip. I love this idea, and I can't wait to hear how it goes for people.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.